From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Later today, Denton City Council will take up a plan to boost the amount of power it gets from renewables to 70% by 2019. Pretty much everybody agrees using more renewable energy sources is a good thing, but the rub for more environmentally oriented Dentonites? The part of the plan that doesn't come from renewables. The Renewable Denton Plan calls for building two new power plants run on natural gas.
All we're asking for are just for Denton Municipal Electric to put some more options on the table.
Ed Soaf is a University of North Texas music professor and a member of the Denton Drilling Awareness Group. He says the power plants raise a host of concerns for him. Building the plants is expensive and it could cost a lot to keep them going. There are concerns about further impact on air quality that the federal government says is already unhealthy. He wonders if the city really looked at emerging technologies that could bolster wind and solar. And he says it just feels like the city is missing the point that residents were trying to make when they voted to ban fracking last year. The Texas legislature has since overturned that ban.
Here we are now. We're being asked to be put in a position where the product that is produced by the process that we banned is going to actually be used by the city. And how do we know that as cost-saving measures, they're not going to get that gas from right here in Denton by fracking here in Denton?
Denton Drilling Awareness Group has contracted a study on the costs and benefits of going to 100% renewables instead of the 70% that Denton Municipal Electric has proposed.
Really, the bottom line here is that we want something that's a long-term study.
Phil Williams is the general manager for Denton Municipal Electric. He says when his staffers crunched the numbers, they came to the conclusion that the Renewable Denton Plan would be the best combination to increase renewables, maintain reliability, and keep rates down for customers.
It would allow us to possibly do rate decreases in the future. Going to 100% would cause us to have rate increases in the future.
Right now, Texas wind and solar production is growing, and transmission lines are improving. For a few hours in September, wind farms even produced so much power that they dropped the price of electricity below zero by pushing out more energy than the state's residents needed. Councilwoman Keely Briggs thinks the city should wait for better green technology and not saddle itself with old fossil fuel technology.
We're going to be paying for them for over 20 years. It's a really significant amount of money.
Denton's mayor, Chris Watt, says he has to balance the needs and the wants of all of his residents.
There's both economic interests and there's both environmental interests, and it's just going to take some really good vetting to ensure that we come up with the solution that maximizes each one of those interests, that one isn't necessarily held over the other.
The Denton City Council won't vote on any of these issues today. They're just beginning to talk officially about the city's energy future. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.